Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Finding You with Marvin Roan. It's another beautiful Wednesday. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. We have a wonderful show for you today, so sit back and listen. Maybe you can find you somewhere. We're finding you. It's a place in your mind and your heart where you can look at yourself, look at the issues that everyday people face, become motivated, inspired, and empowered to do something to change where you are. And as always, we begin with the Empowerment Pledge. That pledge is, I will work on myself. Every week it's the same. If you will make a commitment to work on yourself, work on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains. If you would just for a moment begin to challenge yourself to do the work of working on yourself, your mindset, your ways, the ways in which you have determined that you will be, and if you will reflect what it is that you are within yourself, to examine yourself, examine your ways, your heart, the ways in which you treat others, and maybe you'll become empowered to become the best person that you could be. So all you have to do is work on yourself, respect yourself, and attempt to become the best person that you could be today and every day. So just practice working on yourself. That's the Empowerment Pledge. Without delay, coming to you from our Harrisonburg studios, it's my good friend and main man, Stan Macklin. Stan, are you available?
Stan Macklin is in the house.
Hey, Stan, how are you?
Doing wonderful, wonderful. Well,
we have another Potluck Wednesday, man. It's a lot going on out here.
Yes, it
things
is.
Things are surfacing. Things are happening. What do you have for us today?
Well, there's several things that are happening, my brother. Number one, I think we need to take time to respect the death of Maya Angelou, that wonderful, great poet. She passed this morning, 86 years of age. She's well known for Why Caged Birds Sing, a phenomenal woman. She was just a phenomenal woman of her own accord.
Mm-hmm.
And she was applauded by presidents. She could take an audience and bring them to spellbound conclusions. And her poetic discourse was just exceptional. She is just a wonderful lady that has been through the decades of change, and she made it into the 21st century, and her legacy lives on, and so I just felt it was very important to highlight that about that lady. She was also a singer too. She really was an actress. Yeah, she did a lot. Did a lot, and she was discovered this morning, and so we want to, as the Finding You family, make time to recognize this outstanding matriarch, ages of the ages. It's so important, so important.
That's true.
Yeah,
she is a tremendous person, individual, and what she did, man, was use her gift to make a mark and make a difference during her time and during her life. And she took, you know, just her basic talents and her gifts that she had to do some phenomenal things. And so we recognize her as being a phenomenal woman. And you know, we always say this is the year of phenomenality, or the year of phenomenalism. And so we recognize this phenomenal woman on this day as she passes on and as our elders say, going on to glory.
Right. Right. Yeah, she was very influential in during her time, and I received an award earlier this year, this January, from one of the fraternities of James Madison, I made reference to her. I said, in receiving this award, I feel like the lady who described the phenomenal woman, I feel like a phenomenal man, and which was making reference to that wonderful poem that she had put together. But we need to appreciate people while they're with us. You know that? Because we can have a tendency to take for granted our elders and our patriots and matriots, and when they're gone, they're gone. The legacy is there. But she did a lot, and her works and her sayings are still here for us today, and I think that's so important. So just wanted to do that, my brother. Just wanted to do
great.
That.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So she's done her work, man. And
she did.
Like you said, a wonderful legacy, lots and lots of writings and poetry, and the legacy that a lot of women and young women can walk in her footsteps as an example.
Right. That's right. And to have lived, 8 decades and 6 years heading toward the ninth, that was amazing. So it makes me think about my mom. My mom is 87, and she's just a strong woman. She just came back from her sister's surgery in Jackson, Tennessee, and she's in her 80s, and they had to call a blue alert on her, but she stayed right there till she didn't leave till she knew she was better. That's just the kind of woman she is. Phenomenal. She's a phenomenal woman.
That's
she
right.
called me this morning to let me know that my auntie is doing fine, and keep her in our prayers. And it's just wonderful to hear as a bigger sister looking out after younger sisters, because all the other siblings have gone on in their 80s, and she's the oldest, and the one that she went to go attend to is the youngest, and she's in her 80s, and so it's a strong woman. She just wanted to let me know that she had arrived back home, and so, I mean, you can't help but to be grateful and thankful for a woman that's my mother like that. It's amazing.
That's right. Walking history.
Absolutely.
Walking history book.
Yeah, and I appreciate her so much. So, what else is going on? It's a lot going on.
Yeah, man, what about this Elliot Rodger? What's going on with him?
You got me on that one, brother.
That's the young man that killed 6 people in Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah, I was born there. Right. You know,
murder spree.
I would say there's a strong streak of confusion in some, not all, because, I mean, there's some sharp young people out here that are on the scene today. Our own technician is one of them. But I was talking during lunchtime to a young man. He's 20 years old. And just had a marvelous conversation with him. He just had his head on the right way. He said he wants to go in and major in psychology. And I said, yeah, it's a good field to go into, because some people that's fallen in the cracks, through the cracks, and gotten in ruts and situations that they faced with some challenges and need somebody like you or those who are in that field to help them through that till they can further help themselves. But there are some young people who are just, they're kind of going berserk, man. We're living in some turbulent times, which kind of is a confirmation in terms of what was on my heart about a message in terms of moving in the right direction versus direction for direction, because the times we're living in are so crucial, so critical, that we got to be on point. We got to be on point in terms of moving in the right direction, because if we don't, we will receive or be a victim of correction for direction. And the key thing is moving. And I think sometimes we don't really analyze our moving, and there's all kinds of reference to that, even to the biblical story of Lot's wife, who was instructed not to look back, and she looked back and got left back. But the thing of it is we need to monitor the direction that we're moving in. We can do that because there's some things that comes to light in doing that, such as how do we know what's the right direction? Well, it comes from testing. Testing comes. Life struggles is a way of testing us to bring out the uniqueness of us. And you can tell when you meet a unique person. They just have so much to offer, so much to give. And that comes from testing and the testing of the direction. How do we know that this is really right? And the testing is what gives the confirmation of your commitment, your dedication, consecration to that direction. Also, two people can move into the realm of, well, it feels good. It just feels good. But you can't always go by your feelings, because when you're up, you shout. When you're down, you pout. Your feelings are like, they can be sometimey. But let's face it, there are times where it does feel good. It does. And, you know, as they say, everything looks good don't necessarily feel good, whatever, vice versa. But you know, that's how some people choose their direction, that they're going in the right direction because it feels good. But that's not necessarily good in all cases, because it feels good. Because some people go out on town for the night, and they get to partying, and they get to enjoying themselves, and they feel good, but they've indulged too much. And next thing you know, you see them on the side of the curb or in the gutter throwing up, and they finally get home and so forth. They don't feel so good from the result of what was causing them to have that euphoric feeling. And so that's not always the way. But then there's just a downright gut feeling. You feel it in your gut, you know. And, you know, a lot of individuals who resort on that gut feeling, they call it intuition and so forth. Intuition that this is the way it is, or this is what I really need to do and so forth. And you know, that gut feeling is something that I think you can kind of rely on, because it comes from deep from within. It's how you just got that strong inner desire to move in that particular direction. And then one that it has some biblical connotations to it. It says, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. In other words, that no man is an island. You know, that direction, how do we know that we're to do what we want to do? My daughter is in the midst of moving in the right direction. Where she currently is in the city of Alexandria and so forth. And I said, well, one way to do is just pray for some strong confirmations in terms of that. And why did I tell her that? Man, she had, like, all kinds of confirmation. Her car got towed, and it caused the laboratory to get it out, and then she got it back, and then it was because of the line. They're really strict on parking enforcement. And then today she got back, and she's got a new car, but her battery was dead, and all kinds of different things was happening to let her know in terms of moving in the right direction. But sometimes just having someone to talk to or talk with, think things through. I value that. It's, you know, you call it wisdom, you call it insight, you call it foresight. But there's safety in that. It helps us to make the right decisions in terms of moving in that direction and looking before we leap, because once you leap, you're out there. And so it's very important to do that, especially in times we're doing moving in the right direction. And the other side of that, which we said, moving in the right direction versus correction for direction, correction comes. Corrections can come from within yourself. It can come from others. It can come from circumstances. It can come from right out of chaos. Now, that situation that happened out there in Santa Barbara and so forth, we know that was correction for direction, not toward the victims, but for the young man. That young man, his life is never going to be the same. He's going to receive correction. As a matter of fact, he's going to go to the house of corrections unless he does something in terms of trying to find himself by committing suicide, something like that. But, you know, correction for direction comes because it's just the will of time to try to move us in another direction. And some people don't make it because they miss it. And it's called like a misstep. It's like a misstep. And what happens is when that misstep comes, it can throw things off course, off kilter. You know, the sun is faithful to its commission and its mission every day. It does it. It's faithfully. And consistency helps us out a whole lot. But when correction comes, it kind of jars us. It kind of gets our attention. And, you know, one of the beautiful things of finding you is looking within ourselves to be able to discern just what is what. And so this is something that was kind of on my heart to share today. And I don't know, you may be out there somewhere in the radio land, radio audience, and we want you to know if this touches you, then think about the movement that's going on in your life. Think about it. And you're to be a blessing. And not to take your movement for granted, because we want you to be in the right direction and we want you to be able to help and to influence and to empower others to do likewise. And the beautiful thing is that, and I'll quote a scripture here, it says, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens. He chastens. No parent that really loves their child will refuse to give them correction for direction, and that can be in many forms. But the thing of it is, you show your love. Even in the animal kingdom, it does that. I saw the other day this young bear cub had gotten somehow out of the woods, got onto the freeway, mm-hmm. and it was right by the curb thing. And lo and behold, here comes Mother Bear. Mother Bear. To me, you're talking about some of the seemingly humanly characteristics of animals. We know humans sometimes can act animalistic. But anyway, that mother bear looks to the left and looks to the right, cargo pass. She looks again, and then when the last car passes by, she swoops down and picks up her baby cub. And they both disappear like nothing even happened. I said, look at that mother's love. And so, God's got our best interests at heart. And okay. I want to say to somebody, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're going through, realize that the best is yet to come. And as we talked about the testing in terms of moving in the right direction, some of those other things, they can take real. But don't just trust in the good feeling or be open to the gut feeling, yes, this is what I really feel. And don't be afraid to realize that in the multitude of counselors, there can come safety. But if all that fails, correction for direction will come. And that's my word for today, brother. That's what I'm led to share from out my heart. Yeah. Yeah.
Deep. So let's go back to the beginning.
Tolkien maybe talk about this in terms of a number of things, in terms of, you know, we're in a mental health crisis, and particularly with these young men. And, you know, I think there are always signs of something that's going on with people. And all you have to do is kind of look and examine, and his parents kind of did. At some point, some people are not able to see themselves very well.
That's right.
And I think, you know, the correction for direction can come in many forms. And sometimes it's the people around you that love and care about you, and sometimes it's God himself, and sometimes it's the law, you know. So
that's
you never know how it's going to come. It's just, like you said, you have to be able to see yourself, and then there's some things that you need to rely on. But when it comes to, you know, your gut feeling, nobody can tell you, you know. I'm quite sure that this young man was convinced that he was on the right road.
Right.
And he was doing the right thing in his own mind. And so we have to be able to challenge ourselves to examine our actions in terms of whether they're hurtful.
Right.
You know, whether our responses or whether our feelings would bring forth some kind of negativity in any way. And so then we could challenge ourselves to kind of create a checklist within our hearts to see if our responses or our actions or the road that we're on is proper and correct. And I think that inner feeling, that inner desire will let us know. It's like a compass or a guidepost or a beacon that says, this is what I'm doing in the direction that I'm going in. It should always be positive.
Mm-hmm.
I think just thinking about killing people is, you know, that's a red flag right there all day long, every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you just think, we just celebrated Memorial Day, and a lot of those wars that those men and women died for, died in, was as they called, the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've talked to a lot of families. Sometimes they wonder, did their son or daughter make the right decision of going into the military? But that's part of the price. That commitment that is there, your loyalty to for your country. But you know, sometimes it seems like that loyalty is just not a two-edged sword. It's one way, because as I said on last week's program, it's just totally unacceptable to me for any veteran that's coming back, and you have to go through the ordeal of waiting to get medical care, and you're on a waiting list, and you wait to the extent that you wind up dying because you can't get the care. Men and women who put their lives on the line, and then they come back home and die. I just don't understand that. But yes, we need each other. No man or woman is an island, and working together. I hang out with a group of people. They call it, it's better together, and I think that it is better together. And accepting, or learning to accept where we are and where we're at, and moving together in the right direction to make a difference in society. That's what it's all about. And that's what I want to be committed to. But as we do our discourse and dialogue in current events, we see a lot of situations where there needs to be correction for direction. We see a lot of situations that we just don't know. That's why we talk about. And you're more than welcome to join in anytime on any of the discussions that we are. Feel free, 646-716-4702, because, hey, we don't know it all, and we never will, and we like to hear from you. We really do. And we just like to, from a correspondent named JP, he was at the Richmond City Council last night, and he told me that the mayor pulled the from the agenda about the stadium issue. They were saying they were going to bring it to vote, and there was such a strong groundswell of people who turned out against it that there was some political maneuvering that was going on. Well, you can expect that in the political field. That's one of those kingdoms, and anything can happen in any of these kingdoms. But that particular area is sacred. That particular area has historical significance, and we need to be sensitive to that. What do you think about that, Brother Wise?
I think you're exactly right, and I think this will be a great example of that multitude of counselors and that safety. I think, again, this is an excellent example of the mayor being strategic and listening to someone who is telling him the moves to make.
Hello?
As long as they don't make that vote, then everything is good.
Yes, yes. And and you can't overlook the will of the people.
Yeah. I think, being here, I think it's, we're strongly divided. I think it's, it could go either way. But I think what he's done is put his ducks in a row. And I think before he presents his plan, he's going to be well prepared. And I think it was, for a political move, it was a great move to be able to kind of look at and observe the situation and then come back and analyze and educate council before moving forward on that. So I think, like you said, having insight and being able to talk about some things really helps in terms of discernment and being able to, look before you leap, because that's definitely what he did on last night.
The thing, politics is involved in our life from the cradle to the grave. It's just there, but it affects other people. That's the thing about politics, and that's why many times we see a lot of people in those political fields or any of those kingdoms that operate. They make decisions and they don't move in the right direction. They move in the wrong, because the opposite of moving in the right direction is moving in the wrong direction, and that's where the correction for direction has to come. It's hard sometimes trying to redo or recorrect or realign something that's messed up. It is. We've all been in situations like that. And it's horrible. I remember one of the horrible things that happened to me was as a young person one time. I'm just being honest. I was on my way to school and I got tired and tried to go behind this house and relieve myself. And I went too far from home, and my personal matters got caught in my zipper. Man, I screamed and hollered, and the more I tried to help myself, it got worse. And next thing I know, I treaked on home, and you know who I saw? Mama.
Okay.
And Mama delivered me. She helped me, and I was so relieved, my brother. And I received correction for direction from that experience, and I never, never. Every time I would try to do that, unless we're on a journey somewhere out in the wilderness somewhere, boondocks, and I had flashbacks of that experience. So I learned my lesson. But the thing of it is that we have to correct a lot of stuff that's gotten off course. And so we just hope that the brothers make the right decision and that the will of the people can be respected. And if you're listening today, make your desire that I'm going to be one who moves in the right direction.
That's right. Thank you, Stan. There you have it. Wonderful, wonderful information for you today, for all our listeners out there. Call us. Talk to us if you have any questions, if you need correction for direction, if you want to discuss anything with us, 646-716-4702. Or you can email us at RoneMarvin@ymail.com or TheEmpowerment@ymail.com as well. So work on yourselves. Become the best people that you can be, and we'll talk to you next week. Finally, you, Marvin Roan, and Stan Macklin. Love you. Peace.